Hi, and welcome to Under Construction, WISO's series on growth in the Greater Dayton area. I'm Lewis Wallace. It's been 5 years since the housing bubble burst. Lots of people in the Dayton area lost their homes to foreclosure, and many of those homes are still sitting vacant. The Miami Valley Fair Housing Center is part of three national claims accusing banks of racial discrimination. They say the banks haven't taken care of properties in Black and Latino neighborhoods. I spoke to Jim McCarthy with the Fair Housing Center about the case.
We created a checklist of external curb appeal kind of things that you would look at. Is the grass cut? If trash has been dumped in the yard, is it picked up? Are invasive plants cleared away from the lot? If a window is broken, is it boarded and secured? If a door is broken open, is it boarded? What we found was that if a property was located in a suburban, primarily white community, it was being maintained at an appropriate level overall. If it was in an inner city minority community, it was not being maintained. And so we looked at properties that were owned by lenders, and we compared those properties, and we filed complaints against three national lenders, U.S. Bank, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo Bank. And we alleged that they were not meeting the responsibility, and by not meeting the responsibility, they were violating the Fair Housing Act and destabilizing neighborhoods.
What kinds of stories are you seeing from people who did have to foreclose on their homes?
They're sort of all over the place. So usually folks try and stay in the house as long as they possibly can. And then if that is not successful, they lose the home and they end up living with family or friends for a period of time. That typically lasts between 5 to 9 months. And then they either transition into a rental housing situation, usually substandard rental housing situation, because they can't afford very much, or they end up homeless.
We get these reports out every month now about the housing market, hearing that it's improving, that it's coming back, people are buying, prices are going back up. Do you see that reflected in the populations that you work with?
Well, I think that that is true, but the truth of the matter is in the Miami Valley area, though, we have never really seen double-digit property appreciation in the equity of properties. You know, on average, it runs between 2 and 4% in any given year. So it is not like the faster housing markets in Washington, D.C., San Francisco Bay Area, New York City.
Before or after the recession.
Exactly. Mark Twain is supposed to have said, if the world is going to end, I'm going to Cincinnati because it will happen there 10 years later. And, you know, we're just a little ways up the road from Cincinnati. And so I think before we see the full effects of the recovery, it's going to be another 5 to 7 years.
When you look at what's happened since the recession, who are the biggest winners and who has really lost out in your view?
I think the big losers have been minority communities and moderate to low income communities. I'm hoping that through a variety of ways, some of them might be litigation, some of them might just be leadership on behalf of the banks. I'm hoping that some of the profit that they realized from the Wild Wild West days of subprime and predatory lending will be returned to the community. If it isn't, then the American dream is going to be altered significantly for generations to come.
That's Jim McCarthy, who heads the Miami Valley Fair Housing Center. In June, Wells Fargo agreed to a $42 million settlement of the discrimination complaint, and that money is being distributed now to fair housing groups around the country. Complaints against Bank of America and U.S. Bank are still pending. Both banks have criticized the methodology of the discrimination study. This is Under Construction, WYSO's series on growth in the Greater Dayton area. We dig underneath the physical and economic markers of growth to look at the human consequences. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.